Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, are there any questions I can answer before we get going here? Yes, ma'am.
What's your favorite part about coming to work every day?
My favorite part about coming to work every day? The jokes. Because I get just as upset about what's happening in the world as anybody else does, but I get to hang out with some of the funniest people in the world, and we make each other feel better about it just by letting the release out. You know, the anxiety comes out with a ha-ha, like that. This band is another reason to get to share the stage with these artists every night. It's extraordinary. On Tuesdays, we get pizza. It's pretty great. It's pretty great. It's pretty great. Anybody else? Yes, right there. Yeah. When did I realize that as a public person, my life changed forever? You put it ominously, my friend. When did I know that people, like, watched the show and did that change my life? I remember fairly... when I was still at The Daily Show, and the show had kind of broken in 2000, but really in 2002, it really got even bigger, and because nobody knew who we were before that. You had to be really kind of news junkies to know who we were before 2000. And I came back from the plant supply store where in the little suburban town we lived in New Jersey, and I said to Evie, I said, I'm the perfect amount of famous. And she goes, what is it? And I said, I'm not famous enough that there's any paparazzi or anybody bothers me, but I went to the plant supply store to buy mulch for you. And one of the guys who works there is on a Saturday, his weekend job, he's a college kid working on there on the weekend, and I didn't have to carry my own mulch to the car. He was willing to carry the mulch so he could ask me some questions about The Daily Show. And I said, I think this might be as famous as you want to be. Everything above here seems like a pain in the ass. But that's it. That's when I knew. Mulch. Anybody? Yes, in the middle, back right there. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I'm a comedian, and I want to be a late night writer.
What you want to be a late night writer? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like to write?
Yes, I love to write.
And do you perform it?
Yeah, I perform stand-up comedy, and I was going to ask you, like, what's been, like, your writing process, and can you kind of
I ascribe to the Ernie Kovacs school of writing process. I don't know if you know what Ernie Kovacs was, but he was a pioneer of television. And he said, every good idea I ever had was because it was 3:15 and I had a 3:30 production meeting. And so I'm a huge fan of panic and pressure. I'm not joking. Like, gun to your head, because you need the... Well, what is the actual thing you want to say and do? What's the actual idea that's in your head? And unless there's a lot of pressure on you, at least for me... And that's why I liked improv, is because it helped me deal with the pressure. It's not really like stress writing, because improv is different than writing, but I really liked the need to know you need to do it right now. You need to let go and let it out of you. And I find that if you close your eyes and really use your imagination, not imagination, but your imagination, that's why it's called that. You see in your mind the thing you want to say or do that. Then write that down. Be true to yourself. And don't be afraid of people's judgment, because you're young and you're just starting, and you'll find your voice and you'll find your rhythm and you'll find your refinement. You're going to be great. Yeah. All right. All right. Yes, ma'am, right there. What'd you say? Well, I actually think if you just want a slice over on, Ninth Avenue, I like Sacco's on Ninth Avenue and 53rd Street. I like that. But my favorite pizza is not by the slice. You have to get a whole pie for my favorite pizza, and it's called Lazara's. and Lazare's is done in a shallow pan. It's not a deep dish pizza. It's a very thin pizza, actually, but it has no rolled crust, like no big thing on the edge around. It's actually just a little kick up on the edge. It's like cracker thin. The ingredients are amazing. I go with prosciutto and red onion, and on if it's been a rough day or a rough week, my assistant will order me one, and she knows to put it on my desk and not talk to me till I've eaten the entire thing. Because I don't want to share, because every slice is just, it is just tangy and sweet, and it's making the juice squirt in my mouth right now, even talking about it. Yes, sir, on the aisle.
What's been your favorite voice acting role?
My favorite voice acting role?
You were great on Rick and Morty.
As Zeep?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, so there's Rick, for those who don't follow Rick and Morty, there was an episode where they go into the underverse or something. There are these nested universe inside these boxes, and they're using the nested under universe to generate power for the over universes. And they're basically just enslaving the universes below them as they go along. And I played a version of Rick in one of the under universes called Zeep. And Zeep spoke basically just like Rick, and was very abusive to his sidekick, who was like a Morty. And I was, and in the under universe where Zeep was, I was enslaving the under universe underneath me to produce the power we needed on these like Zoogle boxes or something like that, where everyone just cranked them to worship their god. It's a complicated story. But there's something that I say in it, because Rick is saying to Morty, ooh la la. So if Morty says something fancy, he goes, ooh la la, somebody's getting laid in college. And in the under universe, I say, eek barbadurkel, somebody's getting laid in college. So instead of ooh la la, it's eek barbadurkel. And my son, who watches Rick and Morty, one day was in the kitchen and he and I were making something like this. And he says, like, I said something fancy and he goes, ooh la la, somebody's getting laid in college, like this. And I turned to him and I said, eek barbadurkel, somebody's getting laid in college. And John goes, are you Zeep?
Wow.
And I said, yeah, did you not know I'm Zeep? And he goes, you have to tell me. Like, everybody at school is going, eek barbadurkel, somebody's getting in college. And I don't know what's my own dad. I said, I recorded it like 2 years ago. I haven't even seen the episode.
Wow.
But anyway, so Zeep was fun. I've done a ton of them, but Zeep was fun. Yes, ma'am, right there in the middle, yes.
I'm a retired teacher of 36 years.
Hello. Thank you.
So I taught middle school for 17 years and elementary for 19. So if you were a teacher, what grade level would you like to teach in what subject?
Ooh. Give me before puberty, please. I beg you, give me before puberty, or give me the seniors. Give me seniors, fresh, a fall term, senior year, not spring term, senior year. Unless I don't actually have to give them any tests or anything like that. Did you have a favorite?
Seventh grade science.
That's nice. Seventh grade science, that's really good. I taught, the only time I taught, I mean, I taught improv for many years, but I taught Sunday school was the only time I actually taught anything, every Sunday. And my favorite thing was teaching seven-year-olds. Was fantastic, Sunday school. They'd ask all these questions that you think when you're like a sophomore in college you're so smart to be asking. Yeah. They're asking like, well, if God made everything, what came before God? What? If God's outside of time, how, and he makes everything happen, how do things happen in time? Things like that. And trying to explain like Venn diagrams of where eternity touches the moment and everything to children, unbelievable. I love teaching the little kids. We do a piece every so often called Kids Pitch, where children come pitch me movie ideas, or I interview them to get movie ideas. Today we did superheroes, a new superhero movie. I don't even remember what they said, but just looking at those little faces, getting so excited about what the superhero powers could be, I didn't need the coffee on the drive-in this morning, right? Yes, back row, sir. Yes.
First of all, Pete Lutz, big fan from across the sea.
Hello.
Just a question on your show preparation. So before you come in front of us, what's your last 15 minutes before you...
Well, we rewrite the show up until about 15 minutes before... Honest to God.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, we're rewriting it right as we come out here, but... We rewrite the show because we rehearse it, and then we go downstairs and we rewrite it for a long time and then try to make it good. And then in the last 15 minutes, I like to listen to some music. to try to make the switch in my head from sort of writer, producer to just performer. Like, we call it making the turn. So I can leave all that behind. And what do we listen to tonight? Well, we listen to some from The Nightfly by Donald Fagen, if anybody has a deep cut. We listen to some Nightfly. I listen to the good, we listen to IGY, International Geophysical Year, and New Frontier. And then I listen to Cool About It by Boy Genius, which they did on the show last week, which is just amazing, heartbreaking, and beautiful. Yeah. And then the last thing I do before I come up here is when I come backstage is that I shake everybody's hand backstage, even if they're just walking by, and I say, have a good show. And then I wait for Lewis to say, how are you, Steve? And I say, I'm good, Lewis, how are you? And I come out here, and then the last thing I do before the show begins is that I shake that man's hand, Mark McKenna, and I say, have a good show. And I've been doing that 18. This is 2023. We've been doing that for 18. What is today? October 17th. October 17th will be 18 years since I've been shaking your hand and saying, have a good show. That's 18 years since the very first episode. Since the very first episode of the Colbert Report, and I haven't aged a day.
Hey,
are we ready to go? We need a moment more. Okay, let's go high and away right there. Yes. What? What are my hobbies? I do this. I mean, I don't have a lot of time for hobbies. I have built some boats. And I'm presently in the middle of building a 200-hour project of building what's called a Maine Lighthouse Peapod Tender. And it's, you know what that is? You know what it is? A Maine Lighthouse, you know what that is. A peapod is the shape of the boat, and a tender is what the lighthouse keeper would row out to the lighthouse. And so I'm building a Maine Lighthouse Peapod Tender, and I bought all the stuff I needed to buy to build it during COVID, and it's a 200-hour, one man, 200 hours. I've put 2 hours into it. So I'm technically in the middle of the project. You ready to go? Y'all ready to do the show?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all ready to do the show, everybody? Me too. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.